protest in support of under fire Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will be held at Belfast City Hall tonight. Mr Corbyn is facing calls to quit after dozens of resignations from the Labour front bench in Parliament. A motion of no confidence in him was passed by 172 to 40 Labour MPs last week. Tonight, pro-Corbyn protests have been organised by local members of the Labour Party. Phil Kelly is a member of Labour Northern Ireland's Executive Committee. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Tom Harris, former Labour MP. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, where does Mr Corbyn go from here, Phil?
Well, look, Stephen.
Out the door or not?
No, Stephen, isn't it apt on the eve of the Chilcot report, the talk of a leadership challenge to Jeremy Corbyn is a bit like the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We keep getting told they're there, but we still haven't seen one. And my message and the message of those people protesting to the 172 MPs and those attacking Jeremy Corbyn is stop running scared and put up your challenger.
If he doesn't have the confidence of the majority of MPs in his party, why is he staying there?
Stephen, the Labour Party isn't like other political parties. The Labour Party is a socialist party that believes in collectivism, that believes in egalitarianism. The MPs in the party do not rule the party. The party is the membership, and we are every bit as important as the MPs in the House of Commons, and it is our voice that needs to be heard. We voted for Jeremy Corbyn with a resounding mandate, and the 172 treacherous plotters need to respect that mandate.
But they've got a mandate themselves.
Well, Stephen,
they've got a mandate from the electorate in their constituency to stand up for what they believe in. And the vast majority, 172 of them, are telling Corbyn to swing his hook.
I'm sorry, Stephen, but the PLP is out of touch. And they're dripping with arrogance and they've showed total contempt for the democratic choice of the membership. And this chicken coup, as it's called, is a cynical, contrived act of treachery. And remember this, Stephen, it was pre-planned, OK? This coup was pre-planned. They sought legal advice to try and get Jeremy Corbyn blocked from the ballot paper, OK? They're also now looking into who owns the rights of the name Labour, lest there be a split. And doesn't that tell us all we need to know about their contempt for this movement? To them, it's reductible to a brand. But Labour was built over a century by millions of hard-working people and trade unions. And we are Labour. Labour is our voice. And by God, those 172 MPs are going to hear our voice. And that's what's happening throughout the UK with these protests. Jeremy Corbyn has a mandate, and if 172 don't listen, then they need to take their options. But they haven't put up a challenger because the one thing that they're scared of most is democracy.
Tom Harris.
Well, where do you start? Obviously, very very few people outside the rather odd area of Momentum members believe that you can run a parliamentary opposition with a man who has got the confidence of very few of his MPs. I mean, as you say, 172 MPs don't have any confidence in him. And apparently, most of those people who voted in favour of having confidence in Jeremy Corbyn have now decided belatedly that they don't have any confidence in him either. And it's not a situation that can continue. I mean, this idea that Jeremy could win another leadership election, and I think he would actually. But to me, all that means is it just puts the Conservative majority in the next election even higher than it's already going to be, because Jeremy Corbyn is never going to be Prime Minister. He doesn't want to be Prime Minister.
A lot of you talk him down. He's not.
Well, it doesn't matter if you talk him down or not. You know, somebody with Jeremy Corbyn's record and his politics is never in a million years going to be Prime Minister.
I mean, so what do you make of all of these people coming out in protest to support him then? Where's all that support coming from?
I'd like to know how many of them are Labour Party supporters and how many of them are simply Jeremy Corbyn supporters.
Come on.
Because we know from social media that there's a huge amount of support for Jeremy Corbyn, for example, from the Socialist Party, which used to be called Militant. There's a huge amount of support from the Socialist Workers' Party, which runs Stop the War. But the fact is that in all of this, ordinary Labour voters who desperately want a Labour government are being left out of the cold. They don't have a say because the man who is running the Labour Party has never wanted to be Prime Minister. There is no point in having a leader of the Labour Party unless you think that that person is going to be considered by a majority of voters as a future Prime Minister.
Go on, Phil.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous talk on electability. How dare these people try and reduce politics? I mean, it's not so long ago Eamon McCann was declared unelectable, or we were told Jerry Carroll wouldn't top the poll in West Belfast. Politicians, under the excuse of trying to appear electable, you see all parties drift into this morass of bland neutrality. Well, people are sick of spin, of coups, of PR companies, of focus groups, and weathercock politicians who spin in the prevailing public mood.
He needs to be electable. You need to see him as a future Prime Minister,
Do you know how much he rose the Labour percentage in the by-elections in Tooting and Oldham? He rose by 7%. This man is winning elections. Neil Kinnock, Lord Neil Kinnock, who didn't back the miners, was lecturing the PLP the other day about unelectability, a man who had 9 years and 2 failed elections and who betrayed the working people of Britain. And Jeremy Corbyn stands for integrity and for principle, Stephen, and that will resonate with people. And we live in a political culture today that sees disillusion.
So you want voters to back Jeremy Corbyn when it's clear his own party MPs don't?
Yes, and his own party MPs, the problem that the Labour membership have with him is when the Tory government put through welfare cuts, the vast majority of those plotters and coup seekers abstained on the vote. They abstained. They let the people, the most vulnerable people in our society, were let down. And Jeremy Corbyn, before he was leader, voted against welfare cuts. And we want that kind of Labour leader. We want someone who didn't vote for the Iraq War, who could see it for what it was. Not the people who followed the Pied Piper of Sedgefield, Tony Blair, everywhere he led them across the political map.
Here's Jonan Dundrum. Good morning, Joan.
Hello, Stephen. How are you today?
Well, I'm fair to middling.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead, Joan.
Well, I just wanted to phone up in support of what Phil Kelly's saying.
Yes.
I joined the Labour Party last year in order to vote for Jeremy Corbyn because I see him as being a man of principle. And frankly, Stephen, I am really fed up with people saying that he's not a leader. I mean, the man holds a principal position. He's not a leader in the style of Tony Blair or David Cameron. He's not well spun. He's not wearing Armani suits. But as far as giving a lead on political positions, on positions which are for the benefit of the working people right across the UK, I think he's the only leader we have.
Tom Harris?
Well, I agree with something that was just said, that he's not a leader in the style of Tony Blair or David Cameron. That is true, because both of them became Prime Minister. Now, you listen to Phil Kelly earlier on, you can just hear the contempt that people like him have for the Labour Party in the past, disparaging someone like Neil Kinnock, who did more than almost anybody else to drag the Labour Party kicking and screaming to electability, facing up to the idiots of Momentum, persuading the country that the Labour Party was capable of
Stephen,
and becoming
yes.
a responsible party.
Stephen,
and he has nothing but contempt for Neil Kinnock. And
that just shows this line, Stephen, from people in the Parliament. You've heard this line from Blair supporters that they deride us as a rabble or as dogs or as a lynch mob. And I assure you it's no such thing. This is ordinary working people standing up for something they believe in. This is the Labour membership, the people the party was founded for.
Who described you as dogs?
I've seen it in the press.
No one in particular, then.
Tom Watson has described Momentum as a rabble. It's no such thing. If you want to talk about horrible, conniving groups, talk about the Progress Group within the Labour Party, 2,500 members and funded by Lord Sainsbury. This isn't what Labour's about. Labour's about grassroots, working people standing up for their rights.
Will you be at the protest tonight, Joan?
I will indeed, yes, Stephen. Looking forward to it.
Vinty, good morning, Vinty.
Morning, Stephen. You all right today, mate?
Well, listen to this, for goodness sake.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
Go ahead, Vinty.
Stephen, may I tell you something? See what they're trying to do to Jeremy Corbyn? It's nothing short of a lynching. That man was democratically elected, and he has every right to stay there. And you know something? I hope he does, and he rubs their noses in it. They don't like him. They should go, you know?
You need the support. You do, you know, in any position in life, don't you, if you're a leader, you need the support of the people around you. You can get rid of a few of them, but my goodness, if you have 100 and whatever it is,
Stephen,
160,
Stephen,
170 of them Stephen, fighting against you, Vinty.
The Labour Party is a big organisation, and if the rank and file voted for that guy, and by the way, I think he's doing a good job, they voted to keep him in, let him stay there. Have a look at Tony Blair. I blame that man and George Bush for the way the world is now today. You know, and they were leaders as well. Nowhere near as good as Jeremy Corbyn, to be honest with you, Stephen. Get them MPs out.
But the point is, Joan, you're supporting Jeremy Corbyn and you're not even allowed to vote for him here.
Yeah, that's right. And that is a great disappointment to me. I think the Labour Party have done the people in Northern Ireland a huge disservice by abandoning us to the sectarian politics that we're mired in now. But there's also the fact, Stephen, that there's bigger issues. There's issues of people having secure employment, kids having proper schools which are properly staffed, and the Tory party or the DUP Sinn Féin alliance aren't going to help us out with that. I think that what we need is a good, strong Labour movement in Northern Ireland, which we are building. Our membership is increasing on a weekly basis. And get some Labour MPs in, get some Labour MLAs in from Northern Ireland.
Here's Dougal. Morning, Dougal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I agree with what the last caller just said. I think it was very well said, very well spoken person. I have been a socialist all my life. I was born in 1953 when the welfare state was being set up, and I benefited from it. And it's terrible to see the wealth of the state, the wealth of the country, being sucked up by the 1% and ordinary people not being looked after. In my view, that we judge a gentleman by the way he treats people who are of no use to him. And we judge a society by the degree to which it supports those who are vulnerable. And at the moment, the Tories are destroying this society. I was a member of the Progressive Unionist Party as a socialist for many years when David Irvine led it, and also Dawn Purvis. And for me, the IRA never threatened my Britishness. No, my Britishness as a socialist, as a British welfare stater, was threatened by Margaret Thatcher, destroying the culture of Britishness that we traditionally grew up with. So I'm a Labour Party supporter, and I think what Philip Kelly has been saying here this morning is dead on.
So you want Corbyn to remain as the leader of your party, despite the fact... Well, it's not for me to say whether...
Just a second, Stephen, just a second. It's not about Corbyn.
It is about Corbyn.
You like this idea of personalising it into one man.
For goodness
Corbyn
sake,
represents a point of view. He represents socialist principles. That's why I voted for him. I do not like his closeness to Sinn Féin. I think that's a piece of delusion on his part that somehow Sinn Féin are going to help this country. We need a socialist alternative to sectarianism. And Corbyn, at the moment, is the best person in the position in Labour to develop a socialist programme.
Here's Dolores in Auchnamullen.
Hiya, Stephen.
Good morning.
You know that Jeremy Corbyn...
Where's Auchnamullen?
Near Crumlin.
Okay.
Stephen, Jeremy Corbyn's pressure on him was choreographed by Conor McGinn. He set up the timetables for all those MPs to resign, whole timetable. Now, the people recognised Jeremy Corbyn, a man of honour. But all the rest of it, it's politics, it's divisive. There's all these groups who are Fabian Society, all people who are, they have something to gain if they can control the people. They try to put the people into classes or into... They won't work. The people are talking loud and clear.
Dolores, thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you this morning. And to you, Phil Kelly, and to you, Tom Harris. Good morning.